For the first time, the LA Kings and the Anaheim Ducks are facing each other in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The team's fans have been waiting for this crosstown showdown for 20 years. Reporter Susan Vallett stopped by one of the second-round playoff games in Anaheim to gauge one of the NHL's growing rivalries.
This is Anaheim Ducks territory, but with the stadium concourse peppered with both orange Ducks jerseys and black Kings jerseys, it's hard to tell. The jabbing goes back and forth, like a puck bouncing off the boards at a hockey rink.
Bottom line is, either you're a Ducks fan or you're a Kings fan, and you hate the Ducks or you hate the Kings. That's just how it is.
That's Ralph Leiker, who, for the record, hates the Kings.
You got to understand, the Ducks were the first ones to win the Stanley Cup. They've been a predominant force in the NHL for at least the past 5, 6, 7 years. And they've really embraced the area real well in Southern California and the OC area. And they brought hockey more to the forefront in SoCal more than LA has.
Until LA won its own cup 2 years ago, that Ducks championship win was tough to take for LA fans.
Oh, that was so close!
Kings fans like Bob Weinberg, who lives smack in the middle of Ducks territory, poke fun at Anaheim fans for rooting for a team that was named after a Disney movie.
Yeah, you have a lot of soccer moms here wearing Ducks gear. What do you think they're going to throw at us?
But Weinberg says despite the friendly ribbing, he doesn't think the Kings and Ducks have a true rivalry yet. He points out that without LA and the Kings' former owner, the Ducks wouldn't even be here.
One thing a lot of the Ducks fans don't understand is that back in 1993, when they were born, the owner, Bruce McNall, actually had the territorial rights to Southern California, and he gave up those rights for $25 million, so the Ducks actually owe their entire life to the Kings.
While many fans here say they won't root for their crosstown rivals further into the playoffs, many others here say they'll cheer for the California team, even if it's not their own. Kings fan Jeff Trenton of L.A. says it's great just to see competitive hockey, but he says Anaheim fans are just too nice.
It doesn't feel like a hockey rink. I mean, when they have a bass violin come out for the intro, it's like, okay, when is the wine and cheese going to be served? It's a very pleasant fan-oriented experience, but it doesn't feel like a hockey game. It feels like, I don't know, an opera.
Anaheim fan Susan Miller is decked out in her Ducks gear.
Ducked out is what I call it.
Miller's neck is weighed down by bead necklaces with Ducks logos.
And these are flashers. My Ducks flash.
She's talking about mini rubber duckies that form another necklace. Miller, known to fans as the Duck Lady, has been a Ducks fan since they were ducklings. She says the rivalry is a friendly one.
It's fun jabbing, and I mean the Ducks, you know, they want to hunt ducks and make meals out of us and so on. And there's nothing we can do with the Kings, really. What are we going to do with them, you know? Dethrone them. That's all I can come up with. But most of the time, we don't have problems. It's just really intense.
Longtime Ducks fan Kevin Mattson calls it a cordial rivalry.
Boston, Montreal, obviously no. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, obviously no. But I think it's there in spirit, and it's going to build up to that point. And this is the playoff series that would do it, right?
But Mattson says Kings fans aren't the worst.
I have a joke. I say, what's worse than a Kings fan? A Sharks fan. Oh!
And that's something Kings and Ducks fans can all agree on.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
For Only a Game, I'm Susan Vallett in Anaheim.
To see Susan Vallett's Ducks-Kings photos, please visit onlyagame.org.